L. Thompson live. He would not answer the door, but deputies could hear him inside. A search warrant was obtained and a key was provided to the deputies, but Thompson still refused to come out. The Grant County Sheriff's Office and Kansas Highway Patrol arrived at the scene to assist. After Thompson became quiet, drone footage indicated that he was injured in a back bedroom. Kansas Highway Patrol cleared the trailer and EMS rendered aid to Thompson, who appeared to have a single gunshot wound to the head. A firearm was located next to him. He was transferred to Stanton County Hospital shortly after 4 a.m. and was pronounced dead.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
A 66-year-old Newton man will be receiving 24 and a half years in prison for child sex crimes. John Unick pled guilty in August of 2023 to rape and aggravated criminal sodomy of a child under the age of 14. District Judge Jason Lane ordered Unick to serve a lifetime post-release and lifetime registration as a sexual offender. In other news, a jury has found 44-year-old Leroy West guilty in the shooting death of a Quick Trip security guard, Will Robinson, in May of 2021. Judge Bruce Brown is scheduled to sentence West on December 8th. And in other news, Hayes police are looking for public's help in locating a violent offender by the name of Juwan Antonio Allen, age 33, who had a probation violation arrest warrant when he fled officers. He stands at 5'7", weighing around 200 pounds with a goatee. He may be wearing a white tank top, gray sweatpants, and have a long sleeve sweatshirt that is blue and red. And if you see Allen, please call 911 and do not approach him. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Every driver is different. So is every car insurance policy. At Blue Valley Insurance, we get it. That's why we offer an array of options, from affordable coverage options to extra services and money-saving discounts. We're here to help you build the best car insurance policy for your needs. What's more, the right car insurance coverage can help protect you and your loved ones in the event of a car accident, theft, or other covered loss. See us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johns, a mental health specialist at Lincoln Regional Center, are escalating calls for a change after raising awareness in their working conditions at Nebraska Psychiatric Hospital. They protested over the weekend outside of the governor's mansion and then at the north steps of the state capitol. To debrief, State Senator Carol Blood of Bellevue, who has been one of the sole state officials working to address their concerns. Here, Grand Island, a summer concert series has won an award for outstanding tourism event for a city with at least 10,000 or more. A business owner in downtown Grand Island, Julie Wright, spoke with KSMB Local 4.
I feel like this community always cheers each other on. That's one of my favorite things about being a business owner here in Grand Island. And so as one organization, company wins an award, it's just a catalyst for more good things to go on. And so here, Grand Island was a perfect example of that. But it really does build momentum for the whole downtown.
Come stay and play at Sevic Clan's First Council Casino and Resort for Money Mania. Saturdays in October. Random rewards drawings for $2,000 every half hour from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. And one grand prize for $5,000 at 11 p.m. Yeah. Use your Sevic Clan's Players Club card to increase your chances of winning. That's a total of $15,000 every Saturday in October. It's simple. There's more at Sevic Clan's First Council Casino and Resort. More cash giveaways, more life-changing jackpots. Sevic Clan's First Council Casino and Resort, where the winners play. Highway 77. In Newkirk.
Truck owners, Toppers Plus Truck Accessories has a new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street. Stocked with the tonneau cover for you. Protect your truck bed and valuables with a locking truck lid. Choose from hard, soft, folding, or retractable covers. Toppers Plus has top brands including Lear, Undercover, Backflip, X-Dang, Roll and Lock, and more. Work or play, make your truck work for you. Visit our new expanded showroom at 333 North West Street or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners and Gage County Supervisors spoke by phone last week to discuss a shared bridge in Oquito Township on the state line. Several options were discussed. Marshall County has indicated a desire to construct a new bridge at this location with an updated bid received with cost estimates from $200,000 to $250,000. Gage County Supervisors will discuss further. They contend a limited number of residents will be impacted and have suggested less expensive tubes at the site. They term the matter largely a civil matter between two parties. Northeast Kansas Area Agency on Aging advised Washington County Commissioners last week that two transportation vans have arrived and drivers will be hired. It was suggested they may be parked beneath the awning at the Health Department office. Scheduling and routes will also be determined. Delivery had been delayed over 2 years after COVID. 57 wind turbines in Republic County with the High Banks Wind Farm have been energized. Nearly 200 of the 233 turbines are erected as installation continues, with the remainder located south of U.S. 36 in Washington County. The entire operation should be functioning by December, with 15 full-time employees, including several who will reside in Washington County. Approvals needed to continue development of the Grain Belt Express Power Line, which will carry wind-generated electricity from southwest Kansas wind farms to states further east, have been granted, with a compromise providing additional wind energy for the state of Missouri, which was challenging the construction. The route will pass through northeast Kansas, including Washington, Marshall, and Nemaha counties, among others. Nemaha County Commissioners last week approved a bid for overlay of 5 miles of the Baileyville Road with funding through the American Rescue Plan proceeds. Kansas Department of Transportation began replacement of the Mill Creek Bridge on U.S. 77, 8 miles south of Randolph last week. Initial work consists of constructing a shoe-fly detour to carry traffic around the existing bridge. That's expected to be complete by early December. Then traffic will be shifted to the detour while demolition and reconstruction take place. Traffic impacts are expected to be minimal. Speed will be reduced to 50 miles per hour through the work zone for the duration of the project. Washington County Fair Board will hold its annual meeting Monday evening, 7 p.m. at the FNB Basement Bank Meeting Room in Washington. Marysville Chamber in Main Street will host an employment roundtable Tuesday focusing on retention and recruitment. The roundtable discussion with local employers will explore several topics, sharing insights and ideas on how to become a place where people want to work, recruiting and staffing tactics that resonate with particular generations, and what a community can do to enhance its reputation as a great place to live, work, and play. The hour-long meeting Tuesday begins 8 a.m. at Landau Lanes in Marysville and is open to anyone from the area interested, free of charge. A meeting on tax credits is planned Wednesday in Marysville. Kristen Johnston is tax credit specialist with the Kansas Historical Society and is doing a public presentation Wednesday at noon at the Wagon Wheel and at 5:30 Wednesday at the Empty Cup. She's also meeting one-on-one with businessmen Monday afternoon. For an appointment or more information, contact Marysville Chamber in Main Street. That organization is pursuing designation of the downtown area as a historic district in efforts to make tax credit funding available for building improvements. Candace G. Oldie, infant daughter of Levi and Melissa Oldie of Lynn, was delivered October 19th and passed at a Topeka hospital. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for infant Candace Oldie, daughter of Levi and Melissa Oldie. Donald R. Donnie Richardson, age 62, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 9. Family will see friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Donnie Richardson. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Monday, a pulled pork sandwich, scallop potatoes, cucumber salad, and tropical fruit. Tomorrow's spaghetti with meat sauce, French bread, green beans, and peaches.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jay Biz. Twin Valley Developmental Services is looking for committed and business-caring individuals to come help out our team. Here's your chance to work with people with disabilities who could really use your help. Positions are in a home-like setting, and we offer sign-on bonuses, paid vacation, health insurance, and retirement package. Apply for a full or part-time position at our Greenleaf or Beatty locations. Or online at twinvalleyframes.com/jobopenings. Be a part of our Twin Valley family. We'd love to have you.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures looking to run well above average, especially through the start of your work week and even into the middle part of your work week, still expecting at least some 70s for high temperatures, but a late week cool down expected. By the time we get to Friday, we're back in the lower 50s for high temperatures there, and the cool stretch of weather continues even into your upcoming weekend. First for today, expecting a good deal of sunshine to develop, those highs working all the way up into the lower to middle 80s by this afternoon, along with some breezy south winds. For tonight, staying breezy under clear skies, mid-60s for overnight lows. Not quite as warm for your Tuesday, but still above average for this time of year. An upper-level disturbance does bring a chance for some scattered showers and storms, though. We're back to highs in the lower 70s, and that chance for showers and storms looks to continue both Wednesday and into your Thursday. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature late October 66, record high on this date 90. The average low 41 and the record low 22. Sunrise this morning 7:44, sunset this evening at 6:40.
There'll be a decisive game 7 for the AL pennant. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. American League Championship Series Game 6 in Houston last night. The Astros had won 3 straight in the series and were looking for their 5th pennant in 7 years, but the Texas Rangers were better. Leading 5-2 in the ninth, Adolis Garcia came to the plate with the sacks packed.
In the ninth, Stenick's 1-1. It is thrilled on a line, left field, and gone! Adolis Garcia makes his statement, and the Rangers have their sights set on Game 7.
The call on FS1, the grand slam giving Texas a bunch of insurance en route to a 9-2 Game 6 win. Rangers righty Nathan Eovaldi allowed just 5 hits and 2 runs in 6 innings. Manager Bruce Bochy said,
"Well, we have a full bullpen because of the job that Nate did. So they're all hands on deck, as they say. They're all available."
Game 7 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Sunday Night Football, a battle of the former Alabama quarterback teammates. Jalen Hurts and the Eagles hosting Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins, tied at 17 late third quarter. Hurts did his thing.
Hurts in the gun. Hurts backpedals. He pumps. He looks. He fires. He completes it. Breaking away. Running into the end zone. A.J. Brown. The Eagles take the lead.
The call on 94 WIP. The PAT made it 24-17. They'd beat the Dolphins 31-17. Jalen Hurts threw for 2 TDs and ran for 1 via the Eagles' notorious tush-push play, which had head coach Nick Sirianni hoping they can keep using it to rack up wins.
"People can't do it like we can do it. They can't do it like we can do it. And so I'm making my plug right there. Like, don't ban this play. Like, if everyone could do it, everybody would." Where's the camera? "If everybody could do it, everybody would do it."
The reigning NFC champs moved to 6-1 on the campaign. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
There's a new Tractor Supply in the neighborhood, and you're invited to help celebrate the grand opening sale. Tractor Supply carries all the things you need to make caring for your home, land, and animals easy, like pet food, grills, mowers, and tools, plus backyard decor and outdoor furniture. Stop in for deals and stay to chat with the experts. Save during the grand opening sale and get a free Tractor Supply hat while supplies last. Now through October 28th. We look forward to seeing you at Tractor Supply in Marysville.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's been no surprise for those in the meat market and the cattle market especially, but beef herds have been shrinking across the nation for several years, driven primarily by some of the severe drought in cattle country right here in the Mid-America region. As Jeff Stolle, the vice president of marketing for the Nebraska Cattlemen, says that the contraction signs are starting to slow down, which is good news for the market.
The liquidation appears to have slowed somewhat, but it has not stopped. When we see the number for Jan 1 beef cow inventories, it's very likely going to be smaller than last year's Jan 1 number again. We are still in a liquidation phase. It is not quite so aggressive as it was 8 months or so ago, but we're still in a liquidation phase.
He goes on to say that the drought is still keeping a lid on some of the possible expansion for most of the beef herds right now, however.
There are still drought concerns in spots. You've got places down through Missouri, into northern Arkansas, eastern Oklahoma, that part of the country that's gotten awful dry again. You got parts of Texas. There's more mama cows in Texas than any other state in the country, almost by 2x versus the next largest. You got serious drought concerns in part of that state again. So, yes, drought is still at play, and drought is still driving liquidation.
Finally, he says many parts of cattle country are beginning to see some of those improvements in those drought conditions.
The flip side is there are spots that have picked up some decent rainfall. So in those areas, yes, the liquidation has started slow a little bit. And quite honestly, over the last 12 months, we have seen a sharp appreciation in the value of calves and yearlings and some moderation in feed costs. Not a big change, but some moderation.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Whether you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, think Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience in the real estate and auction business, their licensed staff is eager to assist you.
Plus, they've been in business in South Central Kansas for 25 years, so they know the area.
Residential, commercial, agricultural, or recreational land, contact your area hometown real estate and auction professionals at Floyd Auction and Real Estate at 620-
Monday is sale day at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales for a cattle and hay sale. Early consignments include 18 black steers and heifers off cows spring vaccinated, weighing 5.5 to 6.50. 16 black steers and heifers, weaned and vaccinated, weighing 4 to 5.50. 40 black and red steers and heifers, weaned and vaccinated, weighing 5 to 7. 175 black steers and heifers, weaned and vaccinated, weighing 4.5 to 6. 70 black and white face heifer yearlings, weighing 8 to 8.75. 86 black and white faced steers and heifers, weaned and vaccinated, 585 to 685. 25 black steers, 6 weeks weaned and vaccinated, weighing 600 to 800 pounds. 21 black steers and heifers, yearlings at 900 pounds. 22 black Angus Simmental cross, yearling replacement heifers, March weaned and May vaccinated, they're off grass. As well as 18 black and white faced steers and heifers, 30-day weaned and vaccinated, weighing 575 to 7. Expecting additional cattle along with the hay sale Monday, October 23rd at Beatrice 77 Livestock Sales.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Kansas State University entomologists have been working with nanotechnology in hopes of finding a way to reduce pesticide use while making it longer lasting. K-State nanoentomologist Amy Norton discusses previous work that has been done with this technology and the process for working with that small of materials. She first describes the size of a nanoparticle with a comparison.
When you're thinking about nanoparticle, it's very small. It's between 1 nanometer and 100 nanometer. And, you know, when we think about that, it's something that it's really hard to grasp. So if you think of the earth as a meter, comparing the earth to a tennis ball, the tennis ball would be 1 nanometer. And so that size ratio is what we're looking at here. And so when we look at our particles and our particles in different mediums, like finding them and tracking them in insects and stuff, we're using special microscopes and special equipment. And so everything is very, we have to use electronic microscopes, and really we can't see it by eye.
Norton has done previous nanotechnology work with mosquitoes that will be beneficial moving forward.
For the mosquitoes, we created this hybrid material, and what that means is we put two materials in one. So we had a micro particle made out of Zeon, and what that means is that the micro was slightly bigger, so it was about 300 nanometers, and then we put on silver nanoparticles, which were about 20 nanometers in size. And so we attached that to the outside, and then we put it into water. And we allowed the mosquito larva to filter feed in the water. And we could go down to one part per million and kill 90% of the mosquitoes.
She explains the process of her work and the technology that is used to make it possible.
First, we synthesize the material. And then we have to characterize that the material are there. And so first, we look at the size of the materials. We use this instrument called a dynamic light scattering. And so what you do is you basically shoot a laser at the material. And then depending on the particle size, the laser will come out at different angles. And depending on that angle, you can determine the size. And then the other thing we do is we image the particles. And so we use a scanning electron microscope. And we use a transmitting electron microscope, and those can look at very nanometer size. And basically what they're doing is they're shooting electrons down, and then the electrons reflect back and come up with an image.
That was K-State nanoentomologist Amy Norton. She says they plan on using natural biodegradable materials for their work as they move forward. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Landall in Marysville is expanding and looking for career-minded individuals who want to work for a stable company that's been in business for 60 years. Currently hiring welders, painters, assemblers, fabrication, and maintenance positions. Experience preferred but not required. Competitive wages, merit increases, annual raises, and promotions. Shift differential, attendance bonus, benefits including paid time off, holidays, incentive bonus, insurance, and more. Apply online at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381. EEO Vets and Disabilities welcome.
Pumpkin is undoubtedly the flavor of the season. Is it safe for your pet to get in on the act? Some surprising facts about pets and pumpkins today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, October 23rd, the 296th day of the year. Musician Weird Al Yankovic has a birthday, and late-night TV icon Johnny Carson was born on this day in 1925. America reaches peak pumpkinization about this time every year, with a flavoring found in everything from milkshakes to potato chips. But did you know it can be beneficial to your pet? The soluble fiber is good for controlling hairballs and treating other digestive issues. Veterinarians often recommend mixing a teaspoon or two into the food of pets with tummy issues. Just one word of caution, don't confuse canned pumpkin with canned pie filling mix. Your pet should only have the plain, pure seed pumpkin, not the kind with spices added. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Join us as we welcome Tractor Supply to Marysville. you're invited to celebrate with savings. Everything you need for the farm and home with the advice you need for every job. The grand opening sale is underway. They'll be hosting a grand opening Saturday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., with KNDY broadcasting live as well. Lots of fun, lots of giveaways, and lots of excitement. We'll see you during the grand opening and the grand opening celebration Saturday at Tractor Supply in Marysville.
Mid-American Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The K-State Wildcats came away with a victory once again after the Big 12 championship rematch from last year, as they came away with a huge victory, 41-3, over the Horned Frogs. Both quarterbacks, Will Howard and Avery Johnson, played incredibly well, and their head coach, Chris Klieman, sung their praises in his press conference.
More of it than what it is, as far as we had some things on the card that we thought both guys could do really well. I thought Will ran the ball well the first few series, and I thought Avery threw two dimes to Jace Brown. And that's the thing. One can do, they both can do both. And I think some of the thought was, well, one's a thrower, one's a runner. They're both really good quarterbacks.
Over the next 3 weeks, K-State will play three more teams from Texas, with Houston next week at home. They'll be in Austin against the number 7 Texas Longhorns, and then they'll have Baylor at home.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
What exactly does it mean to strive? To us, it's the only real way to achieve. To strive is to be driven, to put yourself out there, far from safe spaces and comfort zones, to take all the right risks and fearlessly embrace change, seeking to accomplish what others call impossible. Strive, a bold visionary banking mindset backed by the experience and responsive resources to help accomplish your impossible. Strive, it's how you achieve.
Alabama was able to climb back from a 13-0 deficit in the first quarter to win against Tennessee 34-20. Oklahoma scratched out 131-29 over UCF. Texas was able to get a win over Houston 31-24. And even after potential sign stealing from Michigan State, Michigan lambasted their cross-state rivals 49-0. LSU got a huge win over Army as they are ranked number 15 in the country. 62-0 was the score. Huge matchup in the Big Ten, led with Ohio State getting a 20-12 win over the number 10 Penn State Nittany Lions. Florida State got a huge win over their ACC rivals, Duke. 38-20 was the final score in that one. And Utah handed USC their second loss of the year, 34-32. And after an idle week, KU will be preparing for the number 6 Oklahoma Sooners in Lawrence. In Big 12 standings, KU and K-State are back-to-back, with K-State having a 3-1 record in the conference and KU with a 2-2 record in the conference. Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson.
2023-24 K-State men's basketball single game tickets are on sale now.
The Wildcats are headed for the Elite Eight.
National Coach of the Year Jerome Tang and your Cats are back in Bramlett starting November 1st.
Jerome Tang, what a job he's done in year one.
Fans are going crazy.
Don't wait. A limited number of tickets remain. Reserve your seat now.
Where would you rather be than Bramlett's Coliseum?
From here on out, expect to win.
Friday night football scores. Clay Center bested Marysville 55-7. Wamego took Abilene 38-14. In our Friday feature game, Frankfort beat Hanover 62-14. Blue Valley Randolph over Lynn 70-44. Axtell took Donovan West 78-8. Smith Center tripped Valley Heights 34-22. And Centralia beat Pleasant Ridge 46-7. Week 9 pairing set. In Class 3A, Marysville 3-5 is at Heston 4-4, Friday at 7 p.m., live broadcast on KNDY. 1A Valley Heights 6-2 will host Whitewater Remington 2-6, and Centralia 7-1 is home to Oskaloosa 3-5. 8-man Division 2, Axtell 8-0 plays host to Blue Valley 4-4, and Frankfort 6-2 is at home with Wakefield 1-7. Hanover 4-4 kicks off at Lakeside 6-2. Winners advance to regionals November 3rd. Again, Friday kickoffs at 7 p.m. Hanover and Valley Heights volleyball teams advance to state this Friday and Saturday. Hanover 32-6 is the number 4 seed in 1A Division 2 and faces number 5 Wheatland-Grinnell 33-7 Friday at 10 a.m. 8th seed Buckland 24-18 Friday at noon and top seed Lebo 36-2 Friday at 3 at Emporia's White Auditorium. Valley Heights 28-11 is number 7 seed in 2A and faces 2nd seed Inman 35-4 Friday at 4:30. 3rd seed Hoxie 33-4 at 5:30 and 6th seed St. Mary's Colgan 29-11 Friday at 7:30 at Dodge City.
Bring on the curse.
Single game tickets for K-State women's basketball are on sale now.
She got it! She got it! The NCAA record! 61 for Ayoka Lee!
See NCAA single game scoring record holder Ayoka Lee in person.
Ball, 25-footer, bang! There it is!
Cheer on your Cats and Bramlage and secure your ticket today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming mostly sunny with our winds breezy from the south, high temperatures working up to 84. Then for tonight, mostly clear and still breezy, lows in the mid-60s. For Tuesday, more in the way of cloud cover with a chance for some scattered showers and storms, low 70s, showers and storms likely Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now it's 64.
KNDY.
Gas. Use promo code KIND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code KIND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code KIND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis.